Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. To God be the glory. And just thinking about some things for today, we are always in our feelings. I think I mentioned this last week as well, but people are always saying, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, I feel like I got a cold coming on, or I feel like my foot hurt, or I feel like this, I feel like that. Oh, I feel like a headache coming on. Why are you always in your feelings, feeling those things when God has delivered you from so many things? The feelings that we need to have is feelings of victory, feelings of joy, feelings of happiness, feelings of peace, feelings of victory, feelings that we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb. When Jesus went to the cross for us, he took away everything. So why are we trying to hold on to the cares of this world? We got to let it go. Just because you may have done it all these years, or your mom may have done it, or your aunt did it, or your cousin did it, or your coworker did it, that has nothing to do with you. Your life is an individual. You are an individual. Jesus died for you. Yes, he died for them too, but this is a personal experience between you and God. So today, and the rest of this month, I want you to focus on the things that God has done for you, the things that God has delivered you from, and the feelings that you have that are negative and not of God. We need to get rid of those within the next couple days, because God has been too good and gracious for us. And we are calling God a lie if we continue to say, oh, I got this headache coming on. Oh, I got, oh, my stomach. Oh, it's that time. It's no, enough of that. It's time out. It's time to allow God to be God in your life. It's time to receive the full blessings and the benefits that Christ went to the cross and died for you for. Father, we thank you for your love, your kindness, your revelation, knowledge, your wisdom, your spiritual understanding and discernment that you've given us on today. We thank you so much, Father God. We love you. We adore you. We ask for total forgiveness for the times that we were not listening to what you had told us to do. And then we went on our own way. And then we still had to come back and ask forgiveness because we messed it up. Father God, when we mess up, let us fess up. Let us do what it is that you want us to do and have the patience and the kindness and the goodness and the gentleness and the meekness and the self-control that you want us to have. You are working so much behind the scenes, and this world has so much going on. We need to turn that TV off. We need to turn off those alerts that have the news coming on our phone. We just need to turn it off. We need to turn you on, and we need to keep you on, and we need you to be with us at all times. We need you to shake us up, Father God. Shake up those beds so that we can have peace in our sleep in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We adore you. We glorify you. We can't do this thing called life on our own. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you again for revelation, knowledge, spiritual understanding, and our discernment. We thank you for the word that you've given us about these feelings. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. Be with every home represented. And for that, we thank you. Bless everyone who is listening to the podcast, Father God, now and always. And for that, I am grateful and thankful, and I give it all to you. It's none of me, but it is all of you. I want to do your will, Father God, your way. In the name of Jesus, everyone be blessed. Till next time. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.